Why aren't you dressed? Why aren't you dressed, Mark? Don't you think we ought to do something with that little body? Don't you think we ought to do something with that little body?
Did he give his report?
Mark, how did you think Marky did a good job on his scouting report, Ross?
Yeah. Okay.
It could have been better, Mark.
Yeah.
Marky, I think your scouting report wasn't that good, Mark. You know that?
Why don't?
Because you forgot. You didn't remember anything about the Christmas tree.
Well, did he tell about the snow?
Hey!
Here, Mark.
You made me forget about how we went to the roller skate.
I didn't forget.
I forgot about Holland.
You didn't say.
I wasn't gonna say.
That was your job. That was your job, Ross, to tell about Holland. Marky was supposed to tell about the Christmas tree. But he just didn't have anything to say about it.
Well, he could have said that.
But he could have told
my
him
nut.
About the,
my
what
nut.
He did today.
What could he have done?
How come you didn't tell about today with Cinnamon and the cat?
Yeah, my nut.
He
my
just
nut.
Didn't do it. He
my
didn't,
nut.
He didn't want to say it.
My nut. Me. And
what
the
nut?
In my nut cradle. In your nut cradle.
Oh, Ross told about the nut cradle. That was nice. That was cute. And how he was born on Christmas Day. Don't talk to him when he uses disgusting words. Don't talk to him when he uses disgusting words.
I'm George, man. It's the poop.
Mark, you're finished.
Okay, I'm
finished. Alright, I'm finished.
Boys, have you brushed your teeth?
Yay, I don't have to go to school.
No, you're not finished. You're finished
with
sleeping inside. You're going to sleep outside in the forest tonight.
Yeah, and you've got an extra amount of work of school.
Okay, if you're good, I'll let you sleep in the garbage can.
No, please.
Okay, you get to sleep in the garbage can then.
No, please.
It's better than outside.
It's better than out in the forest.
Please.
At least the garbage can's nice and warm.
Please.
Yeah, it's got all that rotting food and
please.
Garbage that makes it nice and warm.
Please. Don't do it.
Want to sleep in the fireplace?
No.
Burn him up.
Come on, put something warm on.
I'm gonna sleep in the bed.
Okay, then you better straighten out.
Okay, I'm straight.
Okay, go brush your teeth.
Come
on, soldier.
And 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Can we have a bedtime snack?
I don't want you to brush your teeth with this one. You'll get it all over that.
I want to eat. It was a
brush teeth.
By accident, I was using the letter P, and I was really supposed to eat. Do the letter 1, 2, 3.
I want to eat the
You know, when you called me up today, you said,
number.
Dad.
That's what I would
it's
have
a number.
To do.
You always have some excuse. Remember that?
How come?
Who told you that I always have some excuse?
You always do. I mean,
what do you mean I always have some excuse? You always have some excuse, too.
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
When?
Well, you always have some excuse for not getting your homework done or for making mistakes.
Do I?
Yeah, you do. You know what else? You always have an excuse for not giving me a kiss.
That's not my fault.
I'm just teasing him, Mom. I'm just teasing this little guy. You know that, don't you?
Let's go. Wait, I want to jump up onto you again. Okay, again.
How many times do I have to love you?
A couple more.
I'm tired of loving you. I don't want to love you that much. I hate this business of loving.
Get me out.
I hate it when I have to love kids. I hate it. Do I have to love you too?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Come on, you brush your teeth. Come on, move. Mark said, we're going to have to brush 2 times. We're going to have to go down, brush now, and go down for bedtime snack, and then come up here again and brush again, toothpaste. Is that right, Mark? Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was looking at my bottle, and Marky said, "You're not a girl." And I said, "Yeah, but you wiggle your bottom, and you're not a girl either." And Marty said, but I like girls. And I said, oh, you do. And Ross went out in the other room and wrote me out a little sign. He's not talking, but the sign says, so do I. And I said, who? And he said, Rainbow Bright. But Rainbow Bright is, it should be B-R-I-T, not B-I-R-T.
I get them mixed up.
Rainbow Bright. It's a very hard word, see? Yeah. It's like right with a B on the front.
Rainbow Bright.
Rainbow Bright.
Rainbow Bright.
Okay, downstairs, Rainbow boys. Bedtime snack.
Rainbow Bright. Rainbow.
Okay, where's your shirt on? Where's your shirt on? Where's your shirt? Rainbow. Come on, where's your bedtime? Marky Bright. Marky Bright. Marky cute. Marky sweet.
I am a girl.
Are you a girl?
Yeah.
You don't look like a girl. You look like a little boy. Well, how did you become a girl?
I don't know.
What happened?
I don't know.
Did you turn into a boy?
Were you no, I turned into a boy.
A bully?
No, a boy!
Here, you can wear a big black
shirt. I'm a boy forever. A big boo bap boo.
A big boo bap boo bap boo bap.
I'm gonna have the best food and the best
pizza. Ross thought we were telling nasty words about him, saying nasty things about him in bed, Mark and I. He said, why don't you come in, Ross? He said, I won't come in there while you guys are saying those nasty things. And I said, we're not saying nasty things. And he said, why don't you just admit it? It would be easier. Why do you think we should admit it, Ross? Why do you think we should?
I'm not turning this off until you tell the truth.
Well, what do you think the truth is, son?
You're talking about me and saying bad things.
What do you think we were saying? What were some of the bad things we said?
I see you, Rossi. Let's not let him in this bed.
Is that what
Let's
you think?
Get out of here.
You think we were saying that?
I know you were. I heard it.
What did we say? How did we say it?
Mark was nasty. I don't like you, Rossi. I don't want to get out of here. Let's get out of it.
Do you really think this is true, Ross?
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually doesn't.
When?
Whenever you're around and then you lie with him.
This is not true, son.
Yes, it is. No.
How can I tell you that you're all wrong? Mark never says...
Admit it.
I won't.
Well, get Mark to.
He won't admit it because it's a lie.
Get us now.
Mark never says anything nasty about you. He loves you.
Oh, yeah? Well, how come he just did?
He's your best friend.
Mark, tell the truth or else I won't shut this one bit of
this off. Did we say anything nasty about Ross?
No.
No, we were talking about bedtime snack.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ross, Mark loves you forever. Right? It's true.
How come he doesn't show it?
Go show him. Go show him that you love him right now. Hurry up. Give him a kissy poo. He's coming. Here he comes. Now do you believe it? Now do you believe it? Now do you believe it?
No.
I said to Ross and Mark, this is December 9th in the morning. I said, well, you've already got Rancor handcuffed now. You can't get loose. Can't hurt Luke Skywalker anymore. And Ross said, right, only if he breaks out of them, which I doubt that he can do. This is interesting, not only as a rhetorical device, of course, but as a syntactic device, it's a raising. And which, I don't know what you call which, referring to, I guess that makes it a syntactic rhetorical device. So it's both the raising and the syntactic rhetorical device of referring to a previous sentence by the witch. Mark and Ross both use this thing, a couple things. Mark, they both seem to say this. What else? When you ask something that's fairly obvious, they say, what are you going to do, Marky, so Santa Claus will come? And Marky said, what else? Not scream.
Sleep and wake up.
Sleep and wake up. Sleep. In other words, that's how he's going to be good.
It's all it can do if you can't do anything else.
Right. If you can't scream and shout. He told him, yeah, you can't scream and shout. He said, what else? Sleep and wake up. Sleep and wake up. Anyway, what's interesting is his use of what else. What about Santa Claus and what did he say? He's making a list.
Making a list, checking for one find out who's really nice.
Okay. So, you better not cry. You better not shout. You better not pout. You better not pout. You better not cry. You better not shout.
You better.
They're not. You better not.
You better watch out.
Not pout. You better not cry. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Use good language. I'm a telling you why.
Ross.
That's in the song.
Cry and shout. These are the words we're interested in. You better not cry and you better not shout.
Okay.
Because if you do, Santa Claus is going to turn his reindeer right around and they're going to leave.
Won't stop at our house. No, he just won't even stop.
He's going to say, oh, the McQuinnies.
You go from the Paxtons to the Colnesses, and that'll be it.
Somebody else's house. So, well, I can take the McQuinnies toys.
So are you guys going to be good today? It's getting pretty close. I wouldn't start fooling around being bad. It's too close to Christmas to fool around with that kind of stuff. Too close to Christmas to fool around with being bad. Too close to fool around being bad. What are you doing with your feet? What are you doing with your feet?
Chairs.
Would you say that's good or bad?
Are you paying attention?
Is that good or bad? What you're doing with your chairs?
Does that show that you're paying attention? Right. It shows that you're not paying attention.
Don't you think you better start thinking about being good now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are some things you can do to be good?
I'll tell you some things you don't have. Tell me the things you don't do.
Basketball.
What are things you're not supposed to do? So you won't get in trouble.
Fight
with your brother.
Cry. Shout.
And tease.
And break his toys up. And tease him. You tease him a lot, you know that?
You tease him. Let me get away.
No, you drive him crazy when you tease him. Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, now the good things that you can do is share.
Right. See, Ross had been swinging the apples around and dropped them and bruised some. I said, well, next time, he said, I was innocent because I didn't know what would happen. Right, Ross?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, next time you'll know.
That's
exactly what innocent means, Ross, is he didn't know.
Yeah.
Ross has been saying a lot of do you and is he lately. It's this new thing. I say, I like milk in the, I like to have my milk in the Muppets glass. And he says, do you? That's nice intonation to it, do you? Marky said, can I go to the place now? I told him he had to eat part of his corn dog if he wanted.
Half
of his corn dog. If you want to go to shopping. And I said, no, you have to eat much farther down. He said, I ate half. I ate two times half. No, you can't eat two times half because two times a half is what, Ross?
Four.
No.
No, two times.
One half plus one half.
Two times two.
Four. What about two times a half?
Two times a half. Four and a half.
No.
Five?
If you have a half, look. What if I crack something up, cut something in half?
It's a half.
How many halves do I have?
Rossi? Two. I didn't do it in half.
Marky got it right.
Two and a half.
No, Marky got it right. You got two halves, right?
Two
if you break
halves.
It in half, you got two halves.
I ate two times.
Another big bite.
He ate two times a half.
Good, Mark.
He ate
Okay, I'll help you one now. I'll help you one.
Daddy, two times a half.
Mmm.
Here, Dad.
Down to the stick.
Bye. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
I'll help you, and then you have to eat another bite, too. You're not going to go unless you eat more.
Mark said egg underwear. He put eggs in his underwear, and he says, hey, that rhymes. Doesn't it? And I said, no. And he said, well, they both have a
Starting, right?
Well, I think is a different sound from eh.
Underwear.
But that doesn't rhyme, he says. But they both have I think he's responding to that glottal stop that comes before a beginning beginning vowel in our English.
Right, representation. Mary Ross said, I'm ready for my Penfold
reputation.
And what he meant was my Penfold characterization. Characterization or representation, and Mary was saying was another possibility. In other words, he's going to act like Penfield on Danger Mouse and be a coward. And then he went on to explain to me what that meant, what Penfield did on TV. He was never wanted to do adventures and was always afraid of policemen and things like this. Anyway, so he misused. Your Penfield what?
Reputation.
No, you mean your Penfold characterization.
Yeah.
Representation.
Representation. Characterization.
When he goes, if you copy somebody.
You copy somebody, you're doing a characterization.
Yeah, my characterization.
That's a hard word, isn't it? Characterization.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, when we were in the bath, Mark wanted Ross to move, and he said, I haven't got all day. Ross wouldn't move out of and let Marty have a little of the water for the shower, and Mark said, I haven't got all day. And a little bit earlier, Ross was, I told Marty that you shouldn't say catched, you should say caught. And Marty said, I caught it. Just a minute, Ross. And Ross said, Ross said, Mark didn't say it right. And I said, well, I was just trying to correct his past tense. And Ross said, well, how should I have known? Marky said, are you going on a trip? And I said, no. And he said, where's your watch? And he had hidden my watch. You trying to keep me from going on a trip?
And look under here. Look under here.
Look what I found.
It's a new watch. I
buy
it.
You buy it?
I buy another one.
What's the right way of saying buy?
Borrow it.
No.
I went to school. And I have my little pocket or in my pants. So
yeah.
I took it out and then.
What's the right way?
And then put as much money as I should.
Yeah.
And then I took it home, and then I walked back home
You come with me.
And like these, and then I went shoo, and then I hide it under the curtain.
I hide it. Is that the right way to say it? What's the right way to say hide it? Hid. I hid it. And what's the right way to say bought it? I mean buy. What's the right way to say buy? Is it buy it or bought it?
Bought it.
I bought it?
Buy.
Which one? Buy it or bought it?
Buy.
What about bought?
Buy.
Is bought right?
No, not bought.
How about buy it?
Yes,
bided. Bided? I bided it?
No, it is.
I have to check Ross's work.
Buy it. Okay, I'll buy it.
No, check M-A-R-K's work.
Okay, I'm going to check out M-A-R-K's work, okay? M-A-R-K, go sit next to your work, and I'll be over there and check.
M-A-R-K.
Go sit next to your work. Sit next to your work, M-A-R-K.
M-A-R-K.
Next to your work, right now. Come on, M-A-R-K. A photographer.
What is
it?
That.
Okay, this is very important. See what his finger painting was. It's a Christmas tree. Green and red. Very nice. Very nice.
No, it's a spider Christmas
tree. Spider Christmas tree, of course.
That looks very much like, you know those round things that we're supposed to hang on our door?
Yeah, wreath.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That looks like a big wreath.
Okay, Mark, now let me look at this other part.
That looks like a big wreath.
Let's read your ABC game. What is this about? What does this say
about?
Can you find anything that begins with A?
Yes.
A is for?
Angel.
Uh-huh. Good. No, Ross, you work.
Angel.
Good.
We did this.
And B is for what?
We did it at school.
Okay, B is for what?
Picture. Nah. It can't go like picture.
Here's something. It might be a B.
Basket.
Okay, C.
And, not bubble.
C is for?
I didn't even see a shovel.
C is for?
Silk.
C is for? Cow. D is for?
Duck.
Where's the duck?
Ding.
Good. E is for?
Angel.
No, that's an A. E is for elephant.
Elephant.
Or?
Dad, I've got a few more papers and then I'm done.
Good.
You can't call a fish.
Oh, D is for dump truck, too. I'm going to record something that Mommy did. Mommy put her cereal into her coffee cup. The whole thing. She filled the whole cup you got up with cereal. This is what Don Norman calls an action slip.
Ask me, as much food you eat, you get fat? Well, the more food that you eat, the fatter you get. Mm-hmm. You don't quite get as fat as the food you eat, but pretty close.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.